Now, the whole idea of Paris in the 30s, you know, one of Brassai's great photographic subjects, is so rich. And one of the things I think you bring out so beautifully is it was such a time of change. And not the least of those was sexual freedom and experimentation with sexual identity.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all this stuff was going on, these amazing, in Berlin and Paris as well. You know, it's a cabaret in a certain way, except right. the Paris version. I mean, I got a picture book about the clubs of Paris and Berlin in the 30s. And it was like, oh my God.
But this book also returns to so many of the themes and time periods that have preoccupied you, and most specifically, the notion of the muse.
Yeah, well, I mean, and there's strange muses in this book, aren't
Very
there?
Strange.
I mean, they're muses, they're patrons, they're, you know, the relationship between art and what inspires art and what supports art. I mean, to me, the most heartbreaking character, and, you know, who knows, other people will have different opinions, is the Baroness, who supports the photographer, who is his patron, sort of his muse, and has a lifelong unrequited love for him, which is never really satisfied for complicated reasons. You know, and I think for a number of the characters, and I've been noticing this more and more in what they call real life, which is the thing that people want is the one thing they can't have. I mean, they're good at everything except one thing, and that's the thing they want to do. So she has money, she has privilege, she has friends, she has contacts among artists, but she doesn't have the love of this guy, and that's the thing she desires.
Oh, of course.